This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we are halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan, great to be here with all of you guys. Even the mean ones, seen some mean comments today, DMs and whatnot. Hey. You're well. Thanks for listening, I guess is all I can say to that. I'm Woodsy. Paul Reindel's the EP, the executive producer of the program. And Ben Higgins, excuse me, I'm getting over this sickness. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor.
Kendrick Morales with a home run. Vladimir Guerrero had key hits along, excuse me, along the way.
If you
Angels batting order.
If you're going to be sick, is there a better place to be sick than in the care of your mother?
That's a right. It's a really good point.
Tell everybody really what she did for you this morning, Woods.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and got in the shower and came out here, and she called me and she said, "I'm on my way to Whataburger. Did you want something?" I said, "Oh God, yes, please." Because listen, I know the debate between Whataburger burgers and In-N-Out and all that. It rages on. It's the lowest quality radio there is, so we won't do it. In-N-Out is far superior burger, but the breakfast at Whataburger is my favorite. Told you many times. And so I told her I would like one potato, egg, and cheese taquito and a biscuit with jelly. And sure enough, man, about 5:30, she walks in on a plate, gives me my taquito and my biscuit, and, you know, is taking really good care of me, even though I'm supposed to be home taking care of them. I have gone out and picked up dinner, you know, for them, and they just – there's nothing I can really do, so I'm just here. I'm trying to do the old proverbial lift the spirits, and everyone's been super happy to have me home. I got to see my grandmother, who is like 90 years old, still lives on her own, takes care of herself. Gonna see my uncle today. Yeah, and it's been great.
It's a little different for me now. Obviously, my boys, they still live at home, but at 22 and 20, you're not providing the constant level of care, parenting that you used to. But in the last couple of days, you know, as everyone knows, my son has been sick and in the hospital and out, so I've kind of had to step up a little bit. And yesterday I did what I feel like is one of the most satisfying things you can do as a parent. I made him a perfect grilled cheese sandwich. And I take a lot of pride in making a good grilled cheese sandwich. And he ate it and he goes, "That really tasted good." And you feel like a super dad when you make a good grilled cheese sandwich for your kid.
Well,
yeah,
don't really have the wherewithal here to make grilled cheese sandwiches in the Odyssey building.
Well, we go to fantasy camp and spring training every year.
If you'd like me to make you grilled cheese sandwiches at fantasy camp next year, I would happily do
so.
No, I think that lets Adam and Michael off the hook for having to pay for our expensive dinner. So absolutely not. absolutely not. The grilled cheese is it's an art form, and I'm pretty good at it. My kids would probably tell you I'm better than Hannah at it. But she did text me the other night. I said, what are you doing? The kids are having dinner. I said, what did they have? She said, my specialty. And I said, oh, quesadillas. And she said, no, I'm not a monster. I made them grilled cheese. Then I said, oh, okay. So, cheese between a tortilla or bread is her specialty. And, I'd say it's mine too, Benny. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, D1115 asked, what's my recipe? I feel like I have to share now how I make my grilled cheeses.
Sure.
So, use usually 2 pieces of sourdough bread because my kids enjoy sourdough. I then soften the butter, which I spread on the outside generously of both pieces. Put it into a pan set to around 4 on the grill setting, and then put 3 slices of Colby Jack, not American, but I like the Colby Jack in the middle of the bread. And then I smash it down with a spatula and then put a lid on top to help melt the cheese and then flip it after about 2 minutes, do the other side, and then a couple more flips as the cheese continues to melt at the end. And it always seems to turn out perfectly golden and delicious every single time.
Yeah, it sounds like a good one. I like Colby Jack cheese. I don't like it in a grilled cheese. I like the old standard Kraft American singles in there. You know, the super healthy, all natural Kraft American singles. They have that little cup of milk on the package. Like, oh, this is, we use
this much
one
milk.
Cup of milk. Yes, exactly. And I've been buying into that since I was a kid. So, oh, yeah. At least I'm getting my milk for the day. But other than that, that sounds pretty delicious. I usually just use standard honey wheat bread. I put my butter in the pan first, and then I maneuver the bread around with my hand like a chef. And then I flip it and I maneuver it around to get it kind of covered there. I think spreading the butter on the sandwich bread on both sides is too much butter for me personally. So I do a little bit. You know, I do a little bit in the pan and then I spread it around.
I've seen a couple people in the chat saying you got to use mayo instead of butter.
I've heard that.
I don't believe in that. I understand that it is an accepted technique of grilled cheeses, but I think the butter is absolutely key to give it that, I don't know, just that buttery flavor that I like more than a mayo-y flavor.
No,
you like sandwiches out there?
Yeah. Question is, Moot says, Colby Jack, you're a monster. I'm sorry. Like just a touch of sharpness in my cheese.
It's a little tart. I was just going to say it's a little bit tart for me with the grilled cheese. I like more of kind of the American flavor. I don't like cheddar in mine at all, ever. It's just too tangy and too tart.
A sharp cheddar doesn't necessarily melt as well, so you need something mixed in there. The Jack and the Colby Jack, I think, helps the melty ratio. Obviously, the American melts really, really well, but I just think it's so bland as the centerpiece of your grilled cheese.
We could do a grilled cheese off when we go to fantasy camp. Always looking for ideas for content. I'm sure that would slay when we were out there.
Taste test.
Wanted to do a quick birthday shout out to MM McKee 23 in our chat. Thank you so much. Definitely there every day and weighing in with your hot Padres take. So happy birthday to you. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, so I'm just going to say happy birthday, a general happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Just gender-neutral birthday wishes.
That's right.
So I was just scrolling during the break. ESPN has they come out with their power rankings, I think, every Thursday, and Padres are 7th, which doesn't really matter at this point in the season, but it's the comment that I wanted to bring up because this was Bradford Doolittle, who wrote, "The question for October remains. When the playoffs arrive and the ability to string together hits becomes more challenging, will a shortfall of home runs prove to be San Diego's fatal flaw?" We talked about this a little yesterday. Tom Verducci wrote about how the Padres and the Brewers in particular are not set up offensively well for the playoffs because they don't hit enough home runs. Did yesterday's game, Woods, give you any extra confidence? 4 home runs. Of course, 2 of them were from Gavin Sheets, who I still don't necessarily see being a regular in the lineup during the postseason. So you can't really count on a lot of Gavin Sheets home runs, but Ryan O'Hearn went deep, and of course Manny Machado went deep, which I think might be the most important sign of all from yesterday's 8-1 win. Do the Padres have enough power? Are you starting to see it after the newcomers have arrived?
I mean, yeah, more than we had, certainly. And you know, what would those numbers look like if we had boppers like that, or really if the boppers on our team were bopping, you know, in the first half of the season, we wouldn't be at 29th out of 30th. And I think we're still at 29th out of 30th in the major leagues at home runs, even with last night's four home runs. Notwithstanding, I think, you know, it's something that's been, look, anything can happen in the playoffs. It's wild because you'll hear all of the pundits spending the next, as soon as we get to the playoffs, you'll hear the word crapshoot more than you've ever heard it in your entire life. I bet you Eno Saris says it today. He said it last week on his appearance here on Ben and Woods. All of the pundits will say it. But the one thing that they all kind of, swear by is that power in the playoffs is what gets it done. So is it a crapshoot or do you need a lot of power?
I was having this discussion with my buddy yesterday. Which playoff is the most like representative of the season and which one is the biggest crapshoot? We both agreed baseball is kind of the most random postseason, yes, of the four main ones. We thought basketball generally is the one that kind of ends up with the most likely champion with the seven-game series and how, yep, basketball just works. Football, we thought, was second. Even though it's just one and done, it feels like it's a more legitimate champion than hockey somewhere in the middle. But baseball is, to me, the postseason that makes the least correlation to what we saw in the regular season.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I guess I didn't always feel that way back in maybe the 90s, you know, and then maybe even in the 2010s when you did see teams winning multiple World Series, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Giants, certainly. You know, now it's almost a different champion every single year. And so, you know, the crap shootiness of it all is enough to make you insane because, you know, who's hot, who's pitching well, who's hitting well. But the one thing, Benny, that they all say, every single pundit, you know, that you ask is you got to be able to slug in October. And I think that's what Padres fans are probably fearing the most, because if you get a clunker from your starter with the bullpen that we have, with guys like, you know, David Morgan, Yuki Matsui, Wandy Peralta, Ron Marinaccio could come up. Fine. You clunk one in the playoffs, no big deal. If you don't score and you don't hit and you don't hit doubles and you don't hit home runs, it's going to be hard because you're facing buzzsaw, buzzsaw, buzzsaw almost every day. And then they're super pens as well. So it's very specialized. You know, everybody's got a defined role out of the bullpen. Guys will come in, they'll do the three batter minimum. You saw Dave Roberts work it last year. You saw those guys. Many of those guys are injured now because they pitched so deep into the playoffs in so many innings and so many high leverage innings. Like, that's the crapshoot nature of the playoffs.
If you wanted to determine the best team, the playoffs is actually the worst way to do it. Just a reminder, the Baseball Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. In English soccer, they don't even have playoffs. The team that wins the regular season is the champion. In the old days of baseball, Woods, you'd have one winner from the American League, one from the National League, and they'd play in a 9-game World Series. Now that's
wow.
That at the very least, kind of, you can say, all right, if you won 5 out of 9 games, you kind of determined the dominance. The way they do it now, though, with a best-of-3 wild card series, that doesn't tell you who the better team is. It absolutely cannot possibly tell you who in the long run is the better team over a 3-game wild card series. Same with a 5-game division series. You cannot determine a better baseball team in a span of 5 games. In 7, a little bit better, but if they really wanted to determine a champion that had something to do with the actual way baseball is played over the summer, yeah, you'd need like 9 or best of 11 series between teams before you were really getting a large enough sample size where you could compare the two teams, see which one's deeper, better rotation, better, you know, staff. In the playoffs, you're only using your best players, you're only using your best relievers, and it always comes down to which guy ran into a home run at the right time with guys on base, and that determines a couple of games, and it's over. It doesn't really determine who the best baseball team is in the short run.
How long before Roger Goodell and the NFL think, you know, there's a lot on the line in the NFL playoffs to just have one game. I mean, any given Sunday, right? And the Super Bowl's like a best of seven. It takes 2 months.
Dude, I'll tell you one thing I would be in favor of, and I would sign up for it today. And you know, Eric Krutner, if you're listening, turn the radio down. A shorter season. I would be in favor of 142-game season and expanded playoffs in Major League Baseball. I know that teams rake in money during the playoffs. So what you'd be giving up in, you know, 10 home games, you may be able to make back and then some in the playoffs. I just think 142, you knock 20 games off of it, you knock 10 games off of spring training, and expand the playoffs. Benny, go 5-7-7-7, right?
Well, they could do it with we talked yesterday about the potential expansion and realignment that's coming to Major League Baseball. If you're reinventing the schedule, that gives you an opportunity to reinvent how many games you play in the regular season and the postseason. You can start from scratch essentially and say, yeah, we did it this way for so many years, but what's the best way to do this? And is there a better way? If you're going to get rid of like the American and the National Leagues and go with a Western and an Eastern Conference, like radical realignment, go ahead, radically change the game. You already did it with a pitch clock, with some rule changes recently that have been very successful. Maybe this is the refresh that baseball has needed, and we will actually enjoy if they do that.
As much as I love the game, and I love it, and I love having 162 nights planned every single year of what I'm going to do, I could manage with 140 nights or 142. It's still a buttload of games. It's a buttload of games. The playoffs are intense. They're spectacular. I live for them. But now, you know, the dog days of August, Ben, then become, you know, the stretch. Like, we're grinding hard through August. In September, you know, this is when it goes. How many games are we at right now today the Padres have played?
I believe they have played 127 games.
Is that right? 127. So imagine having 13 regular season games left to go and then the playoffs start. I think it would be a really, really cool thing. And I wonder, you know, the players would probably really love fewer regular season games. They probably would. It's a lot.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, it's Throwback Thursday. You heard the clips earlier. Now we're going to play a Throwback Thursday game of real or fake. It's your chance to qualify for our getaway trip to Las Vegas, but we do need a contestant. If you'd like to call in right now, 833-288-0973. We'll put some callers on hold. We'll pick one when we come back to play our game of real or fake. And then Eno Saris will join us at the bottom of the hour, writing about Fernando Tatis Jr. and talking some smart baseball. All ahead with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. First up, though, I get to talk about SDFatLoss.com. I got on the scale this morning, and the weight continues to stay off. 2 years after I went through the SDFatLoss.com program, I have kept the entire 40 pounds in 60 days off that I lost. You can lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in those 60 days, and you don't need to exercise. You're not getting any surgery. You're not even getting those injections. And here's why. SDFatLoss.com wants you to keep the weight off. If you rely on injections, or if you rely on eating like 4 bars a day instead of meals, you're never going to keep that off, because you're not going to keep doing that for the rest of your life. And once you stop, the weight will likely come right back on. You can lose the weight, but can you keep it off? With SDFatLoss.com, it's based on real food. So you're going to the grocery store, you're developing some good eating habits that they will coach you up and make it possible for you to lose the weight quickly, but then keep it off when you are done. Absolutely. Get a free consultation and find out how it can work for you by going to SDFatLoss.com. And take advantage right now in the month of August. You can get $200 off while you're changing your life for the better. My back pain, gone. My knee pain, gone. Thanks to the weight loss at SDFatLoss.com. Check it out today. SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just ran into Adam Clue, came by. He was kind of mad.
Oh, he's at work.
Well, yeah, I suggested earlier that I haven't seen him around all week. And he said, well, you know, you left early on Tuesday. And I said, yes, that is true. And he said, yesterday he had the walkthrough at his new house, which went well. And he's very excited. Adam, homeowner in San Diego. Congratulations to the Klug family. And he also came in to discuss the Padres batting order and Luis Arraez and Ryan O'Hearn. He just can't let it go. And
I propose a 2-man round table, Ben v. Adam, because the text conversation that Woods and I just happened to be bystanders of last night. Good God.
Here's the problem.
You guys were just going back and forth for hours.
I'm not the biggest Luis Arraez defender in town. I don't think he should be batting second, especially against left-handed pitchers. But I will acknowledge that when Luis Arraez gets 3 hits in a game, he's helping you win. And he has more 3-hit games than anybody else in Major League Baseball. So if you have him in the right night, absolutely Luis Arraez can be a winning baseball player. The problem is he's had too many 0-hit games. Like last night, another 0-for-4 for Luis Arraez. And when he's hitting 287 or whatever he's hitting right now and not walking and not hitting for power, he's just not that good of an offensive player, especially not one that's playing every single day that high in a lineup for a playoff contending team, a team that thinks it can win a World Series. Should not, I believe, have Luis Arraez that high in the order on an everyday basis.
Well, I agree with you. Right. I agree with you.
Well, we'll talk about it on the round table.
All right. You guys talk about it on the round table.
And Mike Schilt has his reasons that he wants to stick with his lineup, and we'll see how long that those reasons, you know, continue. It doesn't mean he's an idiot that he's doing it that way. He absolutely knows what he's doing, and I'd like Padres fans to trust their skipper that he's got a plan and he puts a lot of thought into these things, more than you do, more than I do. But at this point, you know, unless Arraez gets hot again and has one of those streaks where he's hitting, you know, 420, and then fine. Yeah, you want him up as often as possible. But right now he's not in one of those streaks, And I don't think he's helping your team offensively by hitting second every night. We'll get into it in the roundtable even more coming up this morning at 10 o'clock. Right now, though, Throwback Thursday, it is time to play some real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
First, I'll tell you, Real or Fake, brought to you by Bay Alarms, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And I got to pick someone. Let's go with, let's go line two. Everybody ready? Say hi to Doug.
Doug.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Doug, you ready to play Real or Fake?
All right.
If you can win, that means getting at least four correct. You will qualify for our grand prize drawing at the end of the month, a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, two VIP expedited admission passes to the AU Day Club, and a $175 food and beverage credit. Check it out this summer. No resort fees, complimentary parking, and special summer rates available at rwlasvegas.com. All right, yesterday was National Radio Day. Guys, happy National Radio Day to you yesterday. And in honor of our industry, I've come up with a radio-themed edition of Real or Fake. So, Doug, I have a list here of every sportscaster and sports radio host inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. I will give you a name. You tell me if they are a real member of the Radio Hall of Fame or a fake who has not been inducted. Got it?
Got it.
You'd think Woods might be able to help you here, but I'm not sure how much he knows about the Radio Hall of Fame, but you're welcome to phone a friend if you need some help. All right, round one, Doug. Real or fake Radio Hall of Famer? Jim Rome. Real or fake?
Well, he's still alive, so... Real.
Real, he says. The answer is real. Yes, Jim Rome, inducted, I believe, a couple of years ago into
Ben
the Radio Hall of Fame.
Woods.
Yes, there he is. Radio there Hall of Famer himself. Right, that's one. You need three more correct. Let's go round number two. Chris Mad Dog Russo. Real or fake Radio Hall of Famer?
Phone a friend.
Woodsy, what do you think?
I'm going to say, I mean, dude, he's like the pioneer of it. Yes, real. Obviously.
He says real. What do you say? Doug?
Let's do it. Real.
Real. And he is correct. Once again, that is two for two. Very good. All right, round number three. Doug. Southern California sports talk legend Lee Hacksaw Hamilton. Real or fake Radio Hall of Famer?
I love Lee. Real.
No, unfortunately, the song has not gotten in. Yeah, that's the problem. He has not been inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. That's okay. That's just two right, one wrong. Let's go to round number four.
He should be. He absolutely should be.
I mean, dude.
How about Dan Patrick? Real or fake Radio Hall of Famer? Dan Patrick.
Dan's awesome. God. If he's not, he should be. I might have to go real.
No doubt.
Go real? Oh,
yeah, gotta be real.
Yeah, he is in the Radio Hall of Fame. Very good. All right, that's three correct. One more and you win. How about this one? Former Padres play-by-play announcer Jerry Coleman. Real or fake Radio Hall of Famer?
Colonel.
Jerry Coleman.
Jerry's
gotta
be real.
Yes, he is! Very well done! Doug, you have qualified with a game of Real or Fake. You know your stuff. Very impressive. Hang on the line. Polly will get your information, put you into the drawing for Las Vegas. Woods, how about Bob Uecker?
Real.
Real, absolutely. And then finally, Colin Coward.
Fake.
That is fake. Very good, Woods. All right, we did well. Happy National Radio Day.
Happy National Radio. And, you know, Hacksaw and I have butted heads over the years, for sure. But he absolutely belongs in the Hall of Fame. 100%.
Baseball, it's opening day. It's history, color, pageantry, day-night doubleheaders, and bobbleheads. Baseball, it's the president, Truman, Ike, Nixon, JFK, throwing out the first pitch.
I tend to agree. I think that it's long
there's
overdue.
No question.
an absolute pioneer when, you know, on the way, on the East Coast, you had like Mike and the Mad Dog, but here you had Lee Hacksaw Hamilton, and he should be in the National Radio Hall of Fame for sure.
Have you, how do you, how does one,
I have no idea.
How does one do it?
I
does
don't
he
know.
Submit it or does he need to submit
it? I mean, they
or?
Have new inductees every year. I'm not sure how you're nominated or what the process
right now,
is.
Right now, today, we're offering you five classes for $50 at Club Pilates. San Diego's premier Pilates studio, Club Pilates, offers the most Pilates classes and reformer classes in San Diego. Conveniently located off Marina Boulevard, right in the heart of San Diego.
That should be a Hall of Fame. I mean, that's a Hall of Fame read right there. It's
unbelievable. When you set the record for the word Pilates in a spot, then you have to get in. You have to get in. Sand Cactus Man thinks I'm trolling. I'm not trolling. On my soul, he absolutely should be in. There's
I think so.
No,
I really do.
Question. No question. None whatsoever. On God, he should absolutely be in the Sports Radio Hall of Fame. No
question. We have fun with ourselves. Yeah. We're allowed to have fun with Saw and also think that he belongs in the Radio Hall of Fame. I hope Woods
100%
ends up in the Radio Hall of Fame one day.
Never.
You've got the breadth of both music and now sports talk radio.
No.
I think
you're
well on your way to a Hall of Fame radio career, buddy.
C20 says, why do Lee like that? I'm literally saying he should be in the Hall of Fame.
That's the most praise you've ever given anybody.
On my children, he should be in the Hall of Fame. There's no question. I'm not. My fingers aren't crossed. I swear to God.
He does. Should. He thinks so, that, as do I. We both think that.
I absolutely do. I'm not an idiot.
We should start a national campaign to try to get Saw into the Radio Hall
of Fame.
You
just heard the best 15 minutes of radio.
Jimmy Jam, you can hear the jealousy in Woods' voice when it comes to... Now you guys are trolling me. I swear to God on my children's lives, he should be it, man. He is unbelievable. And is just, when you're one of the first to do it, dude, you have to be in. You have to.
All right, we got to move on, though, because we got Eno Saris coming up in our next segment, talking Tatis, talking power, talking smart baseball, all coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, man. All right, if you're trapped in a high-rate mortgage, watching your hard-earned money vanish every month, stop right now at Loan Pronto. They're delivering the lowest mortgage rates in 3 years. Their rate reduction home loan program, it's streamlined. It's a low-cost way to slash your house payments by hundreds of dollars a month. You guys know what a refi is, right? Lock in a fixed rate as low as 4.99% APR. Close in as little as 2 weeks. No appraisal needed in most cases. And here's the kicker. How about skipping your next two house payments entirely? Don't wait. Rates this low will not last. So call Loan Pronto today for your free no obligation quote. Loan Pronto is incredible. Lower payments, more money in your pocket, and a fresh start with a better mortgage. Call 619-207-4336 or visit loanpronto.com to lock in your new low rate. Skip those next two payments. They make it really easy for you. Don't let high rates hold you back. Call 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com right now. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Thursday. That means we got some Smart Baseball with Eno Saris coming up. He's standing by, so let's get right to traffic, and then we'll chat with Eno from The Athletic next year on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Always nice to say good morning to Eno on a Thursday. Hello, Eno. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Now, this is kind of a chicken and an egg thing, but you wrote a real nice piece going into depth about Fernando Tatis Jr.'s lack of slug, lack of home runs. But, of course, we talked about in the last couple of weeks when you came on. Did we help inspire your detailed column on Fernando Tatis Jr.?
Yeah. I mean, you guys were asking about it, and I got some questions on social media too, and you know, I've been watching these games, and I think that the team is in really good shape across the board, and the one missing kind of thing is slugging, and the guy that could be slugging more is Tatis. I wanted to look into it.
And you know, you wonder, you know, too, you hear a lot about the Padres and how they've changed their approach. And Victor Rodriguez is quoted, you know, a lot in this article, talking about the approach. And I think about, you know, driving the ball to the opposite field, you know, letting it travel, all of that. You've made the point over the years that the best way to hit home runs at Petco Park is to pull the ball. And, you know, obviously you'd be sacrificing, walks, strikeouts, you know, if you're really trying to yak one down the line, if you're Fernando Tatis Jr. At this point in the season, does it behoove him to make any changes? Cause it seems like he's been tinkering all year.
Yeah. You know, there was some speculation. And first of all, like, you know, my piece is not a hit piece because, you know, I have a lot of,
we didn't take it that way.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the best players in the big leagues. And when you take, you know, the base running, the walks, the contact, you know, the elite defense, and he is still the way he is now, he's still 28% better than league average of the stick. So, like, he's still a really good player. But, you know, even post-suspension, he's had a level of power that's higher than this. And so I thought, you know, it would be worth looking into. And I do think that it's really a matter of inches. And I don't know if it's necessarily like to have a pull mindset. But what happens with your swing when you're out in front of the plate is that just think about a swing when you start at the top, you know, with your hands high, and then you kind of swing through and then you finish up high, you know, over your shoulder. Right. And so the further along the swing you are towards the end, the more it's going to be coming up a little bit. And so what batters have found, what we found from research, is that the best place for contact is when your swing is flat. So that's about 30 inches in front of your body. The best place for power is 6 inches further along, 36 inches in front of your body. because that's when the bat starts to come up a little bit and you lift it. So it's not so much about pulling as it is about lifting. And he has the worst ground ball rate of his career, and he's letting the ball travel to the point where he's getting it at 27 inches. That's not even the ideal place for contact, which is 30 inches. And I compared him to people who have the exact same type of swing that he does in terms of tilt and bat speed. And the guys who made contact 3-plus inches out further in front of him all slugged better, lifted better, had better power numbers, had better overall numbers. So I do think that letting the ball travel, the hard part is this. Like, if you think I need to go get the ball, then yes, you might strike out more. You might make some bad decisions because you might need to make the decision earlier. You might yank it into the ground. You might do some bad things. So I have sympathy to the coach when he says, you know, thinking about driving the ball to the opposite field is the best way to think at the plate. But I don't know, like, just in terms of what the numbers say, he should get the ball out further in front than he's getting it right now.
I think that's so fascinating because, and Woods, you can back me up here. We hear all the time, whether it's Tatis or Manny especially, you know they're locked in when they're driving the ball to right center field. Like, that's, we hear that like for years now. Like, the best version of those guys is when you see them hitting those real hard, sharp liners to the right center field gap, you know they're locked in at the plate. Is that just wrong then when people say that?
I think it's about mechanics versus, you know, analytics, I guess, because I think when you're driving the ball to the opposite field like that, you're keeping your front shoulder closed and you're not flying open. You know, when you fly open, I think you hit soft grounders or you roll it over to the pull side. And so mechanically, that's the smart thing to do. If there's a way to, like, keep those mechanics, but just shift the timing. I guess that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about timing. So I'm like, you know, Tatis, get that swing going. And I'm talking about like a millisecond. So it's a little bit about intent. Like, can I still keep this philosophy that I'm trying to hit as the opposite field, but go get the ball? You know, like, just go get the ball. Like, that would be that kind of a cue I would give. It's like, let's try tonight that you go get that ball.
Interesting, man. Yeah, I heard something years ago that kind of changed my whole life. And anytime I hit, they said oppo is a state of mind, right? It's a state of mind. Mm-hmm. It's not, Manny's not trying to hit that ball into that gap, but it's a state of mind. You know, if I'm on it, if I, like you said, stay closed and stay through it, that's where it will go. And you know, if you do get to it a millisecond earlier with that swing, that ball's gone. You know, it's 475 down the line. Like, it is. It's really a state of mind. You're not trying to necessarily go over there. And I, it's just hard, man. Hitting is just the hardest thing to do on the planet. And especially when you're in your head about it, you're having a good season and, you know, you're up there thinking about a millisecond. It can really kind of screw you up, you know. And I wanted to ask you too, like, we were talking earlier about I said, I bet the over under on Eno, saying the word crapshoot when you talk about the playoffs, he'll say it because that's what everybody says come October. But one thing that you and everybody agree on, you have to slug to win in the playoffs. So it kind of, it's not really a crapshoot in that sense. Like, you have to be able to do that. Is that what your analysis and research has shown?
Oh, yeah. I think it's like a 750 win percentage if you out homer your opponent in the playoffs.
That's bananas.
You know, so power isn't important. One thing that is interesting though is that strikeout rate slightly more important in the playoffs. You know, when you're looking at correlations between strikeout rate and winning, it becomes slightly more important in the playoffs. And I think it's because you're facing even better opponents. And so a team that doesn't strike out that much can at least, you know, put some balls in play. And, you know, the run environment is lower in the playoffs because the pitchers are better. And so if you think about it, like, you know, there's like two or three runs can win a playoff game more often than it can win a regular season game. So I think the team is built well, and I like that they're so good at strikeout rate. It's just being 25th in slugging as a team, you know, I think that's the place that they want improvement. And, you know, getting Romo and Laureano and getting Ryan O'Hearn was a good step towards that as well.
Talking to Eno Saris from The Athletic. Last thing for me, you know, you mentioned Fernando Tatis Jr.'s elite defense, and he's won a platinum glove. He's first in defensive runs saved, but only 13th in outs above average. What is your view on defensive metrics, the differences between them, how accurate they are in determining who the best fielders are?
Yeah, the thing about outs above average is there's parts that aren't being considered. So I think it would be it's better to use the StatCast fielding runs because that's more all-encompassing. Outs above average is very particular to certain plays in the outfield. It talks. It's basically says, you know, here's where you started. Here's where the ball is. You know, how valuable, like how fast did you run? Did you catch it? You know, like that sort of stuff. Like, you know, how likely was it that you caught that ball and did you catch the ball? That's outs above average. Fielding runs from StatCast includes, like, did you throw it in well? You know what I mean? Like, it includes other aspects of the fielding other than just the catch. And so by fielding runs, he's eighth. You know, and yes, by DRS, he's number one. But, you know, it gets a little closer when you start talking about, you know, his elite arm. You know, the outs above average does not have his arm in it, you know, another way of saying it. So, and the split, the difference, the real big difference is outs above average and fielding runs, the StatCast numbers, they are just numbers. Like, they are just using start points, end points, the best numbers you can buy, but, like, you know, they're just numbers. DRS is run by Baseball Info Solutions, and they have people watching the games. So they watch plays and they like grade them and say certain things about them, right? And so there are benefits and drawbacks to both. The benefits to just being numbers is you never have a bias. So you never have someone saying, oh, that should have been a hit, or you know what I mean? Like trying to make a decision like that. That's really hard. If you've ever watched a game, you can play, is it or is it not an error? You know, and I think, you know, you can find that you, like, if you're in a room of people, they won't all agree if one play was an error or not, you know? And so that's but the benefits can be that maybe the human can spot something that the machines didn't spot.
Eno, as always, appreciate it. Good work. If people haven't checked it out, please sign up for The Athletic. Check out Eno Saris' work every week, including this latest piece on Fernando Tatis Jr. And Eno, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, Eno Saris, brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, a little smart baseball. And yeah, you're getting a little into the weeds, Woods, on defensive metrics, but I liked what he said. Like, you need a human eye a little bit to tell the difference,
yes,
between what is truly like an amazing play and, you know, what is just a fast guy running down what is kind of a can of corn for him. It makes a big difference.
Well, like C20 says, eye test, how many times do runners test his arm? Not very much.
And they can't put that really in at all because it's like nothing happened, but it was big for the game. All right, we'll come back. Paulie's got a Rindle report. Sammy Levitt's going to be in studio. And Ben's Big Box one more time ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.